Mr. Co-Facilitator, I'm representing indigenous peoples, the Crimean Tatars, which homeland now under the Russian occupation. And as we discuss the principles and modalities of indigenous peoples' participation in the work of the Human Rights Council, we must keep in the issue of ensuring the safety of indigenous representatives during such participation in focus. Unfortunately, in my region, the issue of safety is too far too acute. My colleagues, both those present here today and those who could not attend, as well as myself, have repeatedly faced with persecutions, attacks, and intimidation simply for speaking the truth. This is why it is crucial to create conditions where participation in the work of the Human Rights Council is safe for us. In this context, we recommend that the Human Rights Council develop a rapid response protocol that activates immediate support and protection measures when a report of intimidation or reprisals is received. This protocol should address reprisals occurring not only during participation at UN venues, but also before indigenous peoples arrive and after they return home. However, it is extremely important not only to respond after indigenous peoples have already faced reprisals and intimidation, but also to act preventively so that states know what sanctions will be applied if they engage in such actions. In this context, we recommend that the Human Rights Council develop clear guidelines and expectations for member states regarding the protection of indigenous peoples' representatives. This includes establishing procedures for holding state accountable if they fail to prevent or address acts of intimidation and reprisals against indigenous peoples of the concrete countries. Ensuring the safety of indigenous peoples' participation is not only about protecting our rights, but also about strengthening the Human Rights Council as a platform for dialogue and cooperation, enabling us to address the most pressing challenges of our world. Thank you for your attention.